بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا أنزل الله تعالى بقوم عذابا أصاب العذاب من كان فيهم ثم بعثوا على أعمالهم. متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when Allah Ta'ala sends a punishment to a nation, the punishment afflicts all of them. Day after they are raised according to their actions. When a punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down, whether it's an earthquake, whether it's a flood, whether it's a tornado, whether it's a tsunami, whoever it is, whatever it is, it's an azab that comes, it affects everybody. In other words, the good from them, the people that are not pious, people that are pious, everyone get affected. So the thought may come to the mind that what about the pious people? Did they really deserve this? The thought may just come. Actually, the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can do whatever He wants. There is no need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to justify. Whatever He does is 100% correct. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that outwardly it may seem like this, that the pious have got caught up, the people that were sinful also. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do is that people are then raised. Day after they are raised according to their actions, according to the amal on the day of Qiyamah, that's how they will be raised up. They will be raised as the pious, the sinful, etc. So in this world it may seem like that. It may apparently be unfair that the pious also got caught up. But they, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that on the day of Qiyamah they are raised up also with the pious. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still give them. So outwardly in the dunya their law seems to be equal. But in akhirat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely give the pious the stage that they deserve. Today we do a very interesting hadith. عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال كان جذع يقوم إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني في الخطبة فلما وضع المنبر سمعنا للجذع مثل صوت العشار حتى نزل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فوضع يده عليه فسكن وفي رواية فلما كان يوم الجمعة قعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على منبر فصاحت النخلة التي كانت يخطب عندها حتى كادت أن تنشق وفي رواية فصاحت صياح الصبي فنزل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أخذها فضمها إليه فجعلت تئن أنين الصبي الذي يسكت حتى استقرت قال بكت على ما كانت تسمع من الذكر رواه البخاري. Sometimes a person happens to get the opportunity to go to Medina Sharif, then one of the pillars that are there in the old masjid, in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a pillar called the Uswan-e-Hannana. Uswan-e-Hannana. We'll come to know in today's hadith why it's called Hannana. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, and what's the historical significance of this particular pillar? Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to lean on a tree trunk when delivering his sermon. When he would give a khutbah, at that time the masjid was built. When it was built, there was a tree trunk that was left. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand up and he used to take support from this tree trunk and then he would give the khutbah. That's how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do it initially. When the minbar was built, was put in place, we heard the tree trunk crying like a pregnant camel until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got down and placed his hand on it and then it became quiet. Another narration has, when it was the day of Jumu'ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on the pulpit. The new pulpit, the new minbar that had come now, a carpenter had made a minbar for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of teak wood. It was made. Now when this minbar was made, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't resting anymore on this tree trunk. So this is what the hadith is saying. When it was the day of Jumu'ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on the minbar. The tree trunk from which he used to deliver the sermon cried out until it almost burst open. It used to sob. It was sobbing like that, as though it's going to burst open. So much that tree trunk began to cry. Another narration has it, it cried like a child. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got down and embraced it. Nabi sallam got down from the minbar, he embraced the tree trunk. It began to sob like a child. It began to sob like a child that is made to keep quiet. So once first it started sobbing, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he grabbed it, then it started sobbing like a child who is made to keep quiet, like how when a child is crying and you try to keep the child quiet, that type of cry now that tree trunk started giving, like how when a child is trying to be kept quiet when he's crying. And then finally the tree trunk became silent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it cried because of the remembrance of Allah which it used to hear. That it's missing now, that remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which it used to hear when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. Because of that it is crying. You can imagine, this is just a tree trunk in the masjid. The Rasulullah sahaba are still there, they're still performing salah, khutbah, everything. But the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved away from it, this tree trunk was so affected. When Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi would mention this hadith, he would start sobbing and he would cry. And he would say, when a dry piece of wood cried because of the separation from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why shouldn't we cry out of that separation from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the hope of meeting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah? He used to sob when he would quote this. That there's a dry tree trunk that used to sob. Why can't we cry thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So here we see just one tree trunk that was in the masjid that began to cry like this. Can you imagine a masjid that had been abandoned, where salah is not taking place? What must be the condition of those masjids? How they must be crying that none of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place. Anyway, in the riwayat it comes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given this tree trunk two options. One option is will cause you to grow big back again. In other words, you can at another spot you can grow big and you can remain. Or the other option is you will be sent to Jannat. And the tree trunk said that it prefers to be sent to Jannat. Then a hole was dug there in that spot, and this trunk now was buried in that hole. So at that spot now, if a person sees this pillar, it's written there, Ustwani Hannana. This is the spot of where this tree was. The spot where the tree Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would rest upon it, and where this tree began to cry, and how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comforted this tree. Allah Pak give us also that real love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the ways of getting it is increasing salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as today we know it's Friday, we try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reading Suratul Kahf. Come early for the Jummah Salah and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib, especially the time before Maghrib Salah, to make dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.